from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Patriots do have talent on the offensive line. They do have some young players who are probably going to step in there and start. They have some highly paid players. Michael Owenu is one who, one of the highest paid players at his position, could play tackle, could play guard, going to play guard this year. I mean, they have players. And I think with offensive line, it's really a matter of how quickly do they gel? How quickly can they learn each other? There's been kind of an influx a little bit during training camp, and that can make it hard to know exactly what the other guy is doing. So how do you do it? It just takes time. And I think that's why starting Jacoby Brissett right now makes sense. One of the hardest things for any rookie quarterback, is to know that he has to get rid of the ball right now. And Brissett has done it. He's done it for 10 years. There are times when he's going to know, I got to unload or I'm going to get hit. This will essentially keep Drake May out of harm's way while the offensive line solidifies and basically fixes itself.
Who's he talking about?
Brissett.
This team has so many offensive linemen. They got the young ones. They got the highly paid ones like Owenu.
Michael Owenu is...
He's great. They love him. They don't even know what position he plays. But they got Owenu. Don't forget the young guys are going to be in there. The offensive line is actually not that bad.
Can I hear that? I think I heard a little bit of this. Let me hear that drop one more
who's
time.
Who's he talking about?
Michael Owenu.
Yeah, I heard. As somebody who's screwed up a million names, when you pause and add an before the last name,
you're like, oh no.
You'll never get it.
Michael
line. They got Big Mike on the offensive line.
Mike. That's what he should have gone with.
They got Mike on the offensive line.
Big Mike, for sure.
Then I love
Michael
Owenu. Help! it's not great. But then he's like, I think this is a good decision. Makes sense. Makes sense to have him not play over Jacoby Brissett.
I just love that. I love that logic. It's like, they actually got some players on the O-line.
They do?
Yeah.
Who's that? Tell me all of their names.
He was like some young players.
Like, yeah. Where do they even play?
Michael Owenu.
So that's one of the guys you have.
We'll even give you that one.
All right, you have him.
Yeah.
You have one guy. Elliot Wolf told us he's the best tackle in free agency, although he may play guard.
Sure.
So you have...
He might be... You've seen this. He might be 380 pounds. You see that?
That was Lombardi. I don't trust Lombardi.
No?
As far as I can throw him.
Okay.
No.
And
he talks down to people, Jones, and I don't care for that.
Can I get the pronunciation one more time, Nick?
We got it.
Can I one more time?
I think... So... Yeah, this guy.
Michael Owenu.
He pushed back on Lombardi.
He did. Yeah. Owenu did. Yeah. He was like, this is the same size I've always been. Dude.
He's like, that's crazy.
He's like, what are you, on a scale? What are you down here weighing me? Like, this is how much I'm not worried about him. And then David Andrews. All right, so you have three open spots, whether they're old, young, cheap, or expensive. Guess they're not expensive, but they do have issues there. Like, I'm not going to whistle past the offensive line. As much as I still want Drake May to be the starter,
right.
The offensive line's a disaster. Well, they can't snap the ball, although Andrew should clear that
issue.
Up. They can't line up properly. Guys are getting killed out there. Like it's bad.
That, to me, is the bigger issue. It's like, can you line up properly? Can you not be jumping off sides? Can you not get a holding penalty or line up improperly?
Once again, left tackle number 77 was lined up in the backfield.
Can the ref not chastise you, 77? Over and over and over again. That, to me, is the bigger issue. But 40% of your O-line is squared away
40%.
Based on that metric.
Yeah, you got those guys.
Owenu and Andrews. It's hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You can jump in on the O-line. Their struggles, whether or not they're doing the right thing. At quarterback, Keefe asked earlier, is there anything Drake May could have done to win this job?
Feels like no.
Or was it a bad job right from the start? I'm there. I'm with Keefe on this. There's nothing Drake May could have done. He could have run circles around Jacoby Brissett, won by knockout. And he still will be sitting on the bench. I'm also curious what people are now rooting for. Now that we know who the starting quarterback is, do you want them to win? Do you want them to lose? Do you want the transition to happen to Drake May? How soon? You can jump in with all that again at 617-779-7937. Beyond the O-line, you know what would help a young quarterback? You know what would help this offense?
Yeah.
A receiver.
Yes.
What do you think of the Brandon Ayuk deal now that we've seen the numbers?
I mean, kind of crazy how he was for sure not going to be there. He was going to leave San Francisco. The Patriots were one of the teams interested. They were going to give him all kinds of average annual value money. Then you had the Steelers and the Browns. All these teams were interested in Brandon Ayuk. And then he stayed in San Francisco for apparently the deal that was offered to him originally. So he missed a month of camp and then gets the deal that was offered before. So they didn't give him any more, but they also didn't take away any for him kind of sitting out. He gets a ton of guaranteed money, gets a ton of overall money, but guess what? That's what receivers get now. We talked about with CeeDee Lamb, who is a better player, but CeeDee Lamb got a ton of money by Dallas. They needed to do it. San Francisco didn't need to do it as much as Dallas did. CeeDee Lamb means more to the Cowboys than Ayuk means to the Niners because they have Debo, they have Kittle, they have McCaffrey, they have a good offense, like everything. But they wanted to keep him, and like, they're a Super Bowl contender. You don't want to be losing guys when you're a Super Bowl contender. And it further proves that you get to keep what players that you want. Keep the players that you want. They obviously wanted Brandon Ayuk. They didn't want to go crazy with the money, but they were able to get him for, I guess, what they felt was good enough. And all that, getting the Patriots involved, all that was for nothing as he stays in San Francisco.
So real quick, he is now the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. He's the 12th receiver, noteworthy receiver, to sign an extension this offseason. Schefter tweeted this out yesterday. Ayuk gets 4 years, 120. CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, DJ Moore, Amon-Ra St. Brown, AJ Brown, Jalen Waddle, Nico Collins, Devontae Smith, and more. Where do you think Ayuk fits in that hierarchy out of guys who have re-signed? Like, who would you rather have, Lamb or Ayuk?
Lamb.
Same.
Oh, CeeDee Lamb's way better.
Jefferson, don't even need to ask,
Jefferson's
right?
way better.
Okay. DJ Moore or Ayuk?
Brandon Ayuk. I like DJ Moore, but I would say Brandon Ayuk's better.
I would take Ayuk as well.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra or Ayuk?
Ooh, that one's close. I would probably go Amon-Ra.
I would also
barely.
Take Amon-Ra. See, I really don't think that one's that close.
Oh, you don't?
See, I like him a lot. Good. Are you biased against a little guy?
Maybe.
Because he's a little fella?
How many hits? Like, Ayuk's a truck.
He is.
Ayuk can take a couple hits if he needs to.
I would take Amon-Ra St. Brown. AJ Brown.
AJ Brown's better.
Okay. Jalen Waddle?
I think right now Ayuk is better. They're different players. Waddle's never been the one. I guess you could argue Ayuk's in a group with other guys around him as well. I think Ayuk is more durable than Waddle, so I'll say Ayuk. That's cool. I mean, they're in the same ballpark.
This is what I think. Now you're getting into like Waddle, Nico Collins, Devontae Smith, Michael Pittman, Ridley. Are you taking any of those guys over Ayuk?
Oh no, at that point, all those guys, same. Ayuk's better than all of them. I mean, I think when, you know, if you do the exercise, if you rank the wide receivers, he's probably at the highest 8th and at the lowest 13th.
And most of them have signed this offseason. It's crazy. Ja'Marr Chase is the one who we're still waiting on, and that's very relevant for the Patriots week one.
Well, it's funny. You're on this. Earlier in the week, you mentioned how there was a time where these number one receivers weren't being re-signed by their own teams, and they were being traded left and right. And I remember screaming at from the top of a mountain for the Patriots to get one of these guys.
Get Tyreek Hill.
Steph Diggs.
Get A.J. Brown. Get Steph Diggs.
All these guys were.
Who ironically did move again this offseason.
He moved again. Yeah, but like he's now past it.
Correct.
So. But all these guys signed the new deal because a lot of teams, too, they would trade a guy and then they would try to draft him. And that was mixed results. You know, you trade away Steph Diggs, but you draft Justin Jefferson. It's like, oh, wow. All right, you upgraded. But you trade A.J. Brown and you draft Treylon Burks. Okay, that was worse. And that also led to the GM and the coach being gone in Tennessee. So there was a time where you said, if you're willing to pay a ton of money and fork over a first-round pick, you could get one of those guys. But now that the value for receivers has gone up and up, the teams that draft these guys are realizing that, and they're saying, all right, we're going to shell out record-setting money to keep these guys. So now if you're a team like the Patriots who doesn't have one, you either need to hope Polk or Baker develop into that, or what? Like, how else are you going to get them?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think the draft is the most likely way to do it. And fortunately, they get drafted all the time now. And so maybe you have it in Polk. Maybe if you're rooting against Jacoby Brissett every week this year, you can get a top five pick and get your Travis Hunter.
So there's also something to be said, and we'll see what the results bear, especially because it's a young quarterback in Tennessee. But that's a team that went probably B-plus receiver in free agency. So right now the Tennessee Titans have DeAndre Hopkins, who we all wanted here last year and missed him.
And is fine, but not as dominant as he was, but fine.
Right, yeah, he's not the same guy, right? He's sort of like Steph Diggs, where like there was a time where he was incredible, but he probably isn't anymore, but he's good. Calvin Ridley, who I wanted, but probably get a little bit more money because he happened to hit the open market. And then even Tyler Boyd. So they have three guys that they didn't draft, three guys they didn't trade for, and I guess we'll see how it works out because they're trying to figure out whether Will Levis is worth it or not.
I just don't think there's a lot of... I think you're going to see less and less movement of these real impact guys because they're so important now.
Yeah.
Like, Chase is the one because the Bengals are so effing cheap. Maybe. But all these this happened when they struck out on Ridley. This started going around. Patriots fans. Oh, look at all the receivers who are about to be up. Maybe they'll get CeeDee Lamb. He's gone. Brandon Ayuk, gone.
Well, isn't it turning into quarterback where you get a couple guys, like, really unique situations like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, right? But for the most part, these guys are going to get re-signed by their teams if they're worth half a damn.
Yeah.
Like they're going to get re-signed by their team. And I think receiver has kind of finally gotten to that point.
That's how I feel. Yeah. So it's harder and harder to find those
maybe
guys.
Maybe T. Higgins, like maybe he's the next guy that maybe squirts free. Because that's the other thing is, you know, you're like, well, maybe some of these teams will only sign one. It's like, I don't know, Miami signed Hill and Waddle. The Niners are signing all their skill guys. And so maybe not. Like maybe they will sign Chase and Higgins, even though they're kind of going about it in a way in which they're... Although Cincinnati is a cheap organization,
I had to guess, they're closer to letting both go than signing both. Yeah. They'll probably end up with one. It'll probably be Chase. But if I had to pick zero or both, I'll pick zero for the Bengals because they are so cheap. Jordan Schultz, meanwhile, tweeted out that Brandon Ayuk could have gotten more money from the Patriots and the Browns, but he wanted to remain with the 49ers and continue to build his legacy with the team that drafted him. Were the Patriots ever truly in on Brandon Ayuk, or were they just used?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.